One of the most powerful nor'easters since the 1993 superstorm continues to rage off the coast and move toward the Canadian Maritimes. Strong and gusty northwest winds on the western edge of the storm continue to impact our region and will continue all the way into tomorrow morning. Hurricane force winds and blizzard conditions have been reported for much of the day across eastern New England. With much colder air aloft behind the storm, some lake effect snow showers have been taking place downwind of Lake Ontario this afternoon as well. The high thin clouds from the back edge of the storm will continue to pull away along with the storm itself, allowing for partly to mostly sunny skies to round out the daylight hours. High pressure will build in from the west tonight and then pass over the region tomorrow. With the tight pressure gradient between the departing nor'easter and the incoming area of high pressure, winds will remain quite gusty through the evening, then begin to subside heading into tomorrow morning. We'll see some sun early tomorrow before clouds begin to increase as a warm front approaches the region, eventually bringing the chance for some rain and or mixed showers to us Thursday night, with temperatures rising after midnight Thursday into Friday. All areas should be warm enough for plain old rain by the mid-morning hours of Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms Thursday afternoon and evening across parts of the lower central plains and into the middle Mississippi Valley and Ozark Plateau. Stronger forcing in the exit region of a mid-level jet streak may begin overspreading northeast Kansas into northwest and west central Missouri shortly after noon on Thursday, as surface dew points struggle to rise through the lower to mid-50s. While this generally is somewhat marginal for severe convective development, strong forcing for upward vertical motion and vertical shear may compensate. It currently seems probable storms will initiate in the vicinity of the surface low and developing dry line near or just west of the Kansas City area. Discrete supercells are possible before frontal forcing eventually contributes to upscale convective growth across portions of northern and central Missouri during the afternoon and evening. To the south of this activity, discrete supercell development appears possible along and ahead of the eastward advancing dry line during the peak afternoon heating and boundary layer instability. As northward moisture advection continues, this will be aided by gradual mid-level height falls as far south as the Arklatex. Large hail and locally damaging wind gust will accompany the stronger storms, with isolated tornadoes also not out of the question before activity weakens Thursday evening across the Mississippi Valley. The past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Tuesday of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 below zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the middle 40s. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, cool with a high near 40, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 40s, south winds 10 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 74 set in 1986. Normal minimum temperature 29 degrees with a record of 2 above set in 1960. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 26th, 2014. Sunrise was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:14 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 27th, sunrise at 6:46 a.m. Sunset at 7:16 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, with lows in the single digits above zero. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible and diminishing after midnight. Thursday, partly sunny, cold, with highs in the mid-30s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight, much colder, with lows in the middle teens, northwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 35, diminishing after midnight. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, not as cold, with highs in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, turning mostly clear tonight, colder with lows in the single digits above zero, northwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 35 in the evening, partly sunny, not as cold, with highs in the upper 30s for tomorrow, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south 10 to 15 in the afternoon. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear and blustery tonight, Cold with lows around 10 above. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to 40 in the evening. Partly sunny for tomorrow, not as cool with highs near 40 degrees. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear and blustery tonight, much colder, lows near 10 degrees. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 40 possible. And Thursday, partly sunny, not as cold with highs in the lower 40s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, sunny to start, then increasing clouds, temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. Friday, rain likely, milder, temperatures in the mid-40s to near 50 degrees. Saturday, increasing clouds with the chance of rain late, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with rain and snow, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40. Monday, mostly sunny and gorgeous, highs in the mid-40s to near 50. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, highs in the low to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katarina.